Brian Mensch stood on the Capitol steps last January in front of thousands of people. Winter smog surrounded them, and the leader and founder of Utah Physicians for a Healthy Environment called on the crowd to continue pressuring state lawmakers to clear the skies.
The battle for clean air has not been won today. It has just begun.
Mensch says the turnout shows how clean air politics has become mainstream politics. Utah residents now name air quality as a top five political issue. 3 months after the rally, Mensch says the political landscape has changed dramatically since he started his activism 7 years ago.
We have the strength in the sheer masses of us that we ought to be able to turn this government towards a commitment to doing what the people really want.
It was anger and disgust, Mensch says, that motivated him to take action. During the winter of 2007, smog obscured the sun for weeks. The link between dirty air and disease was clear to him, but leaders weren't talking about it.
The stories of how people are affected by this are very moving and remind me of how I first felt when our daughter got cancer, and I thought, well, this really changes things. This has to change what my personal priority is. This is a message that's really got to be delivered.
Mensch huddled with Tim Wagner, a veteran activist from the Utah Sierra Club who instantly saw the value of having doctors take on Utah's pollution problems. People trust doctors, and Wagner suspected the doctors would find a welcoming audience for what they had to say about pollution's impacts.
People begin to understand, oh, this really is bad for my health, and that's what really changed the conversation.
Wagner helped the Physicians for a Healthy Environment organize, but Mensch says the doctors were surprised at the advice they got from Capitol Hill insiders.
They said that the basis upon which a lot of legislative decisions are made are surprisingly petty and personal, and that the chances of us actually getting lawmakers to start making some bold and courageous votes in defense of public health probably wasn't that great.
The doctors looked instead to ordinary Utahns, moms with asthmatic kids, grandparents with heart trouble, and business owners worried about the state's embarrassing inversions. Mensch wrote a newspaper opinion piece about the dangers of air pollution. Sharice Udell read it and thought about her young daughters.
In that newspaper op-ed, he had said that children growing up in Salt Lake City and along the Wasatch Front will never develop their full lung capacity due to the air pollution. They'll statistically have 2 years shaved off their lives, and virtually a red air day was the equivalent of smoking a half a pack of cigarettes. And for me, that was a huge wake-up call. Ella was playing on the floor. She was 7 months old, playing with her blocks. And I looked over at her and I imagined a cigarette dangling out of her little baby mouth. And I was so mortified by that image. I said, at that moment, I have to do something.
Udell started Utah Moms for Clean Air soon after, and other groups followed. Matt Pacenza is policy director for Heal Utah. He credits Mensch with transforming air quality from a tree hugger issue to a priority for state policymakers.
I think it's just undoubtedly true that the way in which the issue became a priority, that our loudest voice and our most eloquent voice and our most tireless voice certainly has to be credited for that.
But the same provocative tactics that draw so many to Mensch also polarize the debate. None of nearly a dozen government and political leaders I contacted for this profile would agree to comment on Mensch, but they privately criticize him for using shame and intimidation rather than working with them toward solutions. Industry lobbyist and consultant Jeff Hartley would not talk about Mensch directly.
Let me say that I'm a little skeptical of some of the environmental groups. Some of the numbers I see them use and the data that I see them use are questionable to me. I haven't seen any data that shows that the public is validating those groups as spiritual leaders of a movement, but they certainly do keep the issues alive.
Some of this tussling has been public. For instance, state toxicologist Steve Packham once gave a formal presentation to shoot down one of Mensch's favorite analogies, the notion that breathing bad air is like smoking cigarettes. Packham declined to be interviewed, but he told the Air Quality Board back at that time that sooty winter pollution contains just a small fraction of the dangerous particles in cigarette smoke. Mensch says the state shot itself in the foot.
Rather than say, let's really clean up the air, let's emphasize that it's not as bad as these doctors are saying, we thought that was a poor decision.
Mensch also embraces humor to make his points. He told the retiree group AARP recently that studies show driving in big shoes pollutes more. One woman asked Mensch what to do if you have big feet.
I'm sorry, you have to still wear little shoes.
All right. Mensch says he's willing to take the hits that go along with attacking those in power. AARP Utah's Nancy McCormick calls Mensch's style effective.
He wants to be annoying. He wants to get under people's skin. He wants to make a difference by making people uncomfortable. They might not always want to hear what he has to say, you know, because it's their job to do something about it.
Even other activists sometimes wince at Mensch's style. Around 36 air quality groups have emerged in the past few years. Most of them avoid Mensch's confrontational style. Instead, they work with government leaders and even the business community to improve air quality. Robert Groh leads Governor Gary Herbert's Clean Air Action Team.
This issue implicates so many things we care about that it's unstoppable now.
Back at the rally in January, Mensch looked out on the crowd and saw a precious opportunity for change. He urged the massive audience to step up and take action.
This is your state. What goes on in the building behind us is your government. The air that you breathe is largely what you make of it, either by ignoring it, making it worse by neglect, or by fighting to make it better.
Within a few weeks, the policymakers in Utah's capital had considered dozens of air quality bills, and they even passed a few. In Mensch's view, it was a start. Judy Fays, KUER News.